HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Thin Girls, a novel by Diana Clark. Read by Jamie Mattler. God gave a loaf to every bird, but just a crumb to me. I dare not eat it, though I starve. My poignant luxury. Emily Dickinson. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It is dark. I cannot see myself anymore. And what do the others see? Maybe something hideous. Simone de Beauvoir. The Woman Destroyed. Prologue. I always thought anorexia was a dinosaur. Some relative, maybe a second cousin of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. There she is, pale beige and beautiful. Long neck, slim build. She looks like a horse, if only a horse were taller and transparent and not a horse. It's okay if you can't see her. She might have already gone. She's an herbivore, of course. How she cranes her neck to nudge the leaves of a ginkgo with her snout, knocks fruit free, sends it tumbling down the trunk for fellow creatures to feast. How she blinks, slow as her lope. How she tiptoes, despite the size of her feet. She wants to make no mark on this world, anorexia. Not even a footprint in long grass. If you want to be graceful, it's best not to exist. She has always been more idea than animal. The group leader gives me this journal and tells me, write it all down. The weight of a book. I flex my hands. I tell her, I wish I had no hands. She says, you do. So use them. She used to find me charming. My quirky condemnation of corporeality. I never meant to be cute. I meant that I, too, wished to be more idea than animal. The group leader says that anorexia is a memory. Find what planted the seed of the disease in your mind, and only then can you start to recover. Write it down, is what she says. From the beginning. 1994. 5 years old. Lily, 55 pounds. Rose, 55 pounds. I told Lily that if she didn't eat the broccoli off my plate, I'd hold my breath until I died. She laughed until my cheeks bruised blue. Then she ate. Part 1. 1. The group leader is showing us how to pre-eat. Preheat, I say. Pre-eat, she says. Pre-eat, I say. Yes, pre-eat. Oh, pre-eat. Okay. She lifts her hands into parentheses as if she were showing us the size of a fish. Not a very big fish. A minnow, maybe. The other girls in the group follow suit, lifting hands, curving fingers, all trying to be one another. I follow along, too, making brackets with my palms. I'm just trying to be like everyone else. Isn't everyone? Isn't it the impetus behind laughing when happy, crying when sad, shaking hands and bless you, how are you, good thanks, fine thanks, behind driving single file, walking down the sidewalk single file? The impetus behind wearing capris and then ripped jeans, sideburns, then bangs, behind liking ABBA, no, Ariana Grande, and toe rings and adult coloring books and Facebook? The humanist of instincts is to follow. And the group of us, all of us, we're just trying to be human again. So we do it. We follow. I relax my fingers into wilted versions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?